Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and welcome to True Religion Radio, where we get down to the heart of the matter. Really, what is it that Jesus Christ taught? What is it that is in the Bible that is important? What's true doctrine? That, my friends, is our quest. And I know that through the Spirit of Truth, we can get there. But remember, truth has to be revealed. It can't come from observation. There's no empirical truth that we can sit here and talk about the kingdom of God. Because empirical truth is based on this world, and we know that this world is nothing more than illusion and pales in comparison to our heavenly home and our heavenly world. So empirically, are we going to get there? No. Because empiricism relies on the senses, doesn't it? What we can see, what we can hear, what we can touch, taste, smell, right? So what's the other option? Well, we can do things through the mind, right? We can try to get to the truth through logic, right? Through philosophy, right? And believe me when I tell you, that's going to be a bigger failure. Because remember, the mind is flawed. We have misperceptions. We have prejudices. We have doubts. We have barriers. We have places our mind just won't go. Things our mind just won't understand. So again, not the way to go. So let's talk today about Plato. Once again, Plato, for not being a Christian, he was pretty amazing with the insights he had. So Plato gave the parable of his cave. Now, inside the cave, there were people living their whole existence, right? And basically, they thought that was reality. What was inside the cave, that's what they saw. One day, a philosopher decided that, you know what, there's got to be a way out of here. There's got to be a higher world, a better world. And so he found his way outside the cave, and he got to see the sun, and he got to see the beauty of the world with the sunshine and the rich colors and all the things you couldn't see in the cave. And he realized that the cave was nothing more than the shadow world. It wasn't anything like this world, the real world. So he went back into the cave, and he tried to persuade people to come with him on a journey to exit the cave and to see the real world, and no one would listen. They made fun of him. They ignored him. It's like he was talking to a wall. So let's apply this concept to Christianity, all right? We live in a world of shadows. This world, everything in it, is not true to form. Not true to form. See, Plato understood the concept of form. Forms means the ideal. So when you look at that house you live in, it pales in comparison to the smallest house in the eternities. Pales in comparison. No comparison whatsoever. It's a shadow of homes in the eternal world, in heaven, right? There's features on those homes that you and I can't even imagine. There's beauty associated with those homes. We can't even imagine. Your dog, who you admire, who you think is beautiful, a shadow of its real self. Your spouse, a shadow of their real self. Hey, this is a great illusion. We're living it. That we live in a shadow world. We live in a world where we really can never determine the true value of anything because we don't have the light that we need to see things the way the Lord sees them. So what we need to learn how to do is to understand that, Plato also understood this, that we all of us, lived with God before we came here. So we were able to see the true form of every creation, everything, down to a butterfly, flowers, right? Insects, animals, people, right? And remember, this world's just shadows. So what I want you to understand is this. Look at yourself in the mirror, right? Do you think you can get to who you really are using the empirical method, using science? Do you think you can figure out who you are just using your senses? Of course not. Because you yourself are nothing but a shadow of your true self. If you could see your true self compared to what you see when you look in the mirror, you'd understand that this is nothing. And there isn't anything in this world that's worth dying for, fighting for, killing for, stealing for, lying for, nothing. Not one single thing. It's just shadows of reality. Because none of this stuff exists in the eternities. It's just a shadow, right? It's illusory, or illusionary, or whatever. Now, understand that concept. Now, the second concept is this. The only way you're going to figure out true to form, the only way you're going to be able to see the real you, is if God reveals it to you. So it's called revelation when God talks to you. That's revelation. And we were told that the Holy Ghost is a revelator. He can teach us all things, right? So in order for us to receive revelation, we have to be worthy of it. It isn't about desire. It isn't about your desire to know. That has nothing to do with it. What it boils down to is, what are you willing to do to be worthy? Are you willing to stop lying? Are you willing to stop stealing, stop cheating? Are you willing to sacrifice those things in your life that harm you or harm other people? Are you willing to sacrifice worldly fame? Are you willing to sacrifice peer approval? Are you willing to sacrifice everything in your life, all these shadows in your life? You got to give that up first. And once you give that up, only then can the truth be revealed unto you. And when you understand the truth, my friends, that's where peace comes from. Because you begin to understand there's nothing in this world that can really hurt you from an eternal standpoint. There's things that hurt here, but remember, it's just a shadow of the eternities. The eternities are real. This world is not. This world is illusory. It's illusionary or illusory. I don't know what the word is. I'm just throwing it out there. And a long story short, we live in a world of illusions, a shadow world, like Plato's cave. But true to form is in the kingdom of heaven. And we came from the kingdom of heaven. We're God's children. We came from his presence to this world. And every single one of us knows that there's things that are true to form. We're always constantly striving to reach that ideal. That's the true form. Think about musicians that struggle and struggle, composers that struggle and struggle to hit that beautiful piece of music. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote over 1,000 pieces of music. You want to know why he wrote 1,000? It's because he looked at the 999 he wrote and said, I know I can do better. That's why. You want to know why artists continue to paint even after they've done their masterpiece? It's because they know that there's a better painting inside of them. There's always something better for them to strive for. People that see the true form and are trying to create it here on this earth, they're never going to be satisfied. Whatever they create, it doesn't matter. Because they know that there's always something better. And they really want to get to that best. But you won't be able to do it in this life. Because we live in a world of shadows. And your building blocks, your building materials, everything that you are using to create your imperfect form is an imperfect form itself. Even when you draw a straight line, it's crooked. I mean, there's nothing in this world that is true to form. Nothing. Next time you're walking down the street, you see a homeless person sitting there, put some money in his dish. Because I'm telling you, if that man could reveal himself to you for who he really is, you literally would be blown away. You would not be able to speak because that's how beautiful that spirit is. I am telling you this. Individuals that are handicapped, they have to be grossly deluded, because if they appeared in their true form, they would appear as angels to us. And I'm telling you, their countenances would be as lightning and we wouldn't be able to endure it. So they come down, right, as marred shadows. Now, I remember when I was in college, there was a short story that we read, and it was about a society. There was a talent show. People were coming up on stage, and every person had different handicaps that were given to them so that all men could be equal, right? All women could be equal. Well, equal to them was the lowest common denominator. One guy came up on the stage, and he had bells going off in his ears. He had blindfolds on. He had things that were poking him. I mean, it was insane. Why? Because he was so much more intelligent than the other people in that world that he had to be handicapped to that degree. Because they wouldn't be able to endure him in his true form. My friends, question of the day, what is your true form? The only way you're going to get it, the only way you're going to describe it and discover it is if you're obedient to God's commandments and it's revealed to you through the Holy Ghost. And remember, the Holy Ghost does not dwell in unclean tabernacles. This is Paul Drockton. And of course, this is True Religion Radio. God bless. Have a great day.